The governor's mansion sits in Leon County, which has topped the state in per capita crime since 2015. Yet this year, most major crime metrics are falling in Leon. Despite its efforts, the county hasn't shifted in the rankings, partially due to a high bar being set around the state.
That's a moving target. Each year that the state improves, because they had a better starting point than we are, since we started at what you might call a deficit.
That's Leon Sheriff Walt McNeil. He's measuring his agency's progress against what amounted to a 4.5% drop in total crime around the state and a 6% decrease in crime per capita. But it was in Northeast Florida where Governor Rick Scott stood beside Jacksonville's mayor and sheriff as he announced the statistics.
I want to thank Sheriff Williams and Mayor Curry for the opportunity to be here and announce that in our state, we're now at a 47-year low in a crime rate.
The Uniform Crime Report statistics compiled by the FBI track crimes under the categories of murder, aggravated assault, rape, robbery, larceny, burglary, and motor vehicle theft. Of those categories statewide, only recorded rapes saw an increase of about 4% to a total of 7,934. The report even records weapons used in different criminal categories. The use of guns is down nearly 7% in murders and 11% in robberies, but were used more often in aggravated assault and rapes. Leon Sheriff McNeil says the yearly numbers can be a barometer for how respective agencies are doing. So, what's working and what's not? In Duval County, where Scott touted crime stats, total crime was stagnant year over year and saw a minuscule drop per capita. That's despite adding a significant number of police over the past couple of years, according to Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry.
The reason we, working with the sheriff, have added 180 police officers over the last three budgets, 2 years in Jacksonville, and brought back community service officers and invested in technology to get the bad guys off the street is because public safety is our top priority.
Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams acknowledged Duval, which ranks third in the state in crime rate, isn't keeping up with falling rates around Florida.
And the state numbers show us where we should be, and where we, you know, that's our goal, to be moving in the direction and trending. You know, again, while we have some momentum here, our numbers don't reflect the state numbers.
While Duval County's beefing up of law enforcement hasn't yielded a significant impact, Leon recently debuted an expanded partnership between state agencies and a number of sheriff's departments in the region that officials say is producing results. Second Judicial Circuit State Attorney Jack Campbell praised the effectiveness of agencies banding together.
And law enforcement is going to have a unified effort so that wherever the criminals want to run, wherever they want to hide, we are going to beat the bushes and we're going to put them in prison. And we are going to make this community a safe place so that these statistics will continue to come down.
Leon Sheriff's Office based the new effort on the success of its All In program. Debuted in 2017, it bolstered its partnership with Florida Highway Patrol, resulting in the agency seizing more than $900,000 in contraband and assets from criminals during a four-month period. But it isn't just policing practices that factor into crime as a whole. Recidivism is something state leaders, including Governor Scott, keep an eye on. While the recidivism rate is currently trending down, according to Scott, he says he is concerned funding shortfalls from this past session could hurt that. Asked about the Department of Corrections' nearly $30 million cut in funding that has affected mental health services, Scott seemed to place blame squarely on legislators.
I've asked for, over the last eight budgets, I think it's almost $400 million more than what the legislature has funded. The process is I get to propose a budget, and then the legislature decides what they're going to put into it. The Department of Corrections is working hard. Our recidivism rate is down. As you know, our crime rate is down. I'm disappointed the legislature didn't fund all of it.
Scott said he believes DOC programs like those geared toward mental health are effective.
The reason why I asked for the money is because you go through and look at those programs, they work. You know, we've made significant impacts, our investments in reentry programs in the state, and it's worked.
Attorney General Pam Bondi, in a statement regarding the lowered statistics, gave a reminder that five law enforcement officers have died in the line of duty so far this year. In April, a ceremony was held at the Capitol to remember the 10 officers who died in 2017 and four more whose deaths in the past were recently discovered. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.